Then, even though if the hair came off before, it would be mutter. Habam Mumshar, then it will be mutter to have enjoyment from the hair. Rashi says, Habam Mumshar, Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi, Yudhiyama Beshachtu Shar Rabbanin, that when you marry Shchit, the Rabban hold this mutter. And now, Miyakavi, I forgot Lo Yetiru, yeah? Bakoponu, but it's Kash and Mashlokish. Mashmo Habam Mumshar, Yafo Kish Lo Yetiru Mumcha. Mashivudo Mumcha was not matter it. Still, you'd rather have enjoyment. If it would have been a Baal Mum, and then you shechted it, mashm be mutter. Yeah, mash your time with the tam. For baal mum, surely after fish lo yetiru mumcha. And the Gemara says no. Tana learn like this. Kol heichad lo yetiru mumcha. Kol zaman the chacham did not come to pafkin that this mum is mutter to real good mum. You should know tam correlate. That's still called the tam, and that's why it's also. Ve'enachnami. It could be it's only mutter if first the chacham came and pafkin that this mum on the behemoth is a good mum. Later, if some hair falls off. And later you make a shchita, that's the only time it's muta. But if the hair would fall off before there was a heter of a mum, it could be, then the hair would always remain awesome. Nothing more sublime, so let's say kitanoi. Maybe Rash Lakish is aloha, maybe some achlokes tanoim. Lame kitanoi, learn like this. Ha tulish tsema mi bechor tam. Somebody pulls off the hair, or else it comes off by itself, the wool, ye mi bechor tam bechor tam. It says, Afa Pish Nilad Ba Mum, even though later Mum comes upon the Bechor, the Shachatu and Yeshachatu still also. Not a lot of enjoyment from that here. But Bechor Ba Mum, let's say first it was a Ba Mum, Shetolash Mimenu, and then after it became a Ba Mum, then some hair came off it, Viacha Kachmeis, and then the Bechor died. So Akavi Ben Halal Matir. Chazan says that's Mutta to have enjoyment from the hair, where it is like Rav Yosi in the Mishnah. But all that you're allowed to have enjoyment even though it's mace. The chomim ois mechomim say no, it's also. Now, Omer of Yudhi says back that loy bezeh hit the rakavi b'mahalo. Like he says now, Mishnah, no, that's not the case where rakavi is not for you to enjoy the wool that came off before where the bechor died. Eller, rather, the case is only like this. Bisar bechor b'amum. When you have a bechor b'amum here, that its wool keshanosha fell off, yeah, after it became a Balmum, and Venicha Bechalorin, so you're supposed to store it, put it on the window, so you used to store it. Viachakach Shachatu, and then later they got around to Shech this Bechor. So in this case, is Akavi Bemalo Mata. Akavi Bemalo says it's Mutta to enjoy the hair. Viachom Moist Mechom says also. So, Omer Rabbi, so far it's two Machloites, two Shitas. Now a third Shita. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosi says that Moida Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta agreed, Bezeh Shumuta, that in this case it's mutter, meaning to say everybody holds it's mutter, like Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah. So we made a shchita, even the Chachomim, Rashi thing speaks out, Abba Chalaf, his father, means he was the Chalal the Chachomim that argue on Akavia. And in the case we make a shchita later, even the Chachomim, like even my father, they agree that the wool becomes mutter by no. Abul B'yichah means, but the emes, really, Omer Chom, the Chom said like this, that Yanichenu B'chalayim. In the case where the wool comes off by itself before, store it away, put it in the windowsill. Shema yesh tikva, maybe something good will come out. What does that mean to say? Shachatu. That if you shecht it, then divri hakol muta. If you shecht it later, then everybody holds this muta to enjoy the wool. Mace, let's say the bechor dies, then it's a machlekes. Akavi b'mahalal mater. Even in this case, Akavi says that once the bechor is mace, now you're allowed to enjoy the wool that came off before. V'chom says still it's awesome. So here we have three shitas here, which really looks like two. Like Gemara asks, the Chur Reb Yosi, this third shita, Haino Tanakama. It's the same thing that the Tanakama said, that he said that by mace there is the machlokes. Mashter by shita it's muta. So what's the machlokes that Tanakama and Reb Yosi? So Moses Elulav isn't the machlokes in case of hetiru mumchi kebenayu. Nafkamina is when the wool came off. Did you need a heter of a chacham or not? A Tanakama Savar Hetiru Mumchin, like Rish Lakish. Only if the case is at first it was a mum on the Bechor and the Chokham Paskin, it's a good mum. And then the hair fell off, that's where it becomes Mutta, even if the animal dies according to Akavia. V'loi, but if there wasn't a Heter HaChokham yet, Loi, then there's no Heter to enjoy that wool. If it came off before the Chokham was Matarit. And on this, V'yosi, Rabbi Yosi comes to say, no, Lameimut, just argue and say, no. afagav the lo yetiru mumcha. No, even though the chacham, the mumcha was not mater the mum yet, still, as long as the hair came off before, and now the behemah died, still it's muta. So who you see, it's a machlokes for a shlokes is halacha. Someone says no. Omar Rava says lo. No, it could be that's not the machlokes over here. It could be really the kuliyam. Everybody agrees. Yetiru munchin. If the mumcha was mater the bechor, the mum, then you'll let it enjoy the hair. If the chacham was not mata the mum, could be then it's also bano. And I'll tell you really, v'sholosh machlokes over there. Three machlokes over here. The Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds pligi b'meis v'adin l'shochtoi. Until they argue where it was meis and who adin l'shochtoi the shechtoi. That's the Tanakama. So it's the new shita that the machlokes is both whether the animal died or the washkit was done to it. Even b'shchita, the Chum says it's no good. If you have you the savano b'meis diriyakolosa, where the bechor dies, everybody holds its sauce, even a kavya. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? Only b'shachatu. And at this now, b'yosar of Yosi, Yosi comes to Lameina, tell us no, that b'shachatu, when you make a shchita on the bechor, diriyakamuta, even the Chum say the hair that came off before becomes muta. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes b'meis? That's the three of machlokes over here. Where's the machlokes? The meis or the shchitor in both cases. But could be everybody agrees to Rosh Lakish is only muta if there was a haruas chacham before. The Omer of Nachum Nachman says, Yishno aloch Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Yehuda, that the machlokes is by shchita. That's what the machlokes is. But by meis, everybody holds it also. Why? Herlutznan bebchir tekevosu. We learn Mishnah in Idius like that, and whoever says in Stam Idius, we pass like that. There's none, we learned over there like this. The learned there, Sar Bechor Bamum. You have the hair of a Bechor Bamum, Shenosha fell off. Venicha Bechlern, you put it on the windowsill, the Yechagach Shachtu, and then you shecht it. You see clearly, Bashchit has to machlekis. The Gavi Bemalal Omat, the oldest Mutter, and the Chom Moisim, the Chom say, no, it's also. So clearly, a Mishnah like Reb Yehuda. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, that you should know, Masnitsa Nami Deka, bring your proof in our Mishnah like this. The Tanam, the learn like this. Our Mishnah is also mashma the Psach Shibila Kibyuda. Why? It says now Mishnah, Tsemer Hamdudol Bebechor. If you have this Tsemer, the wool, the Sefer says that even though it was detached when it was alive, it was still clinging on to the animal. So Tsemer Hamdudol Bebechor. And then later you go to Shech the Bechor. It says clearly, a Shanir Magiza. If the wool that you, when you're shearing off the wool now, after the animal's dead, off the skin, the wool that was detached before, you can't tell, it looks like it's being taken off now, then muta, then everything is muta. But you have the Vesheno Nira, but if you can't, if it doesn't look like it's coming off now, it looks like it came off before, the Vesheno Nira, then tak also. So who is Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Ilayma Rabbi Yaisi, going to Rabbi Yaisi, Shit of Imam, what are we talking about over here? Ilayma Vishokhatu, we Yeshechted the Behemo, then Bein akava bein rabbanan idi vidi mishra shari, it's muta. Like even the wood had come off completely before you say it's muta. V'yelas b'meis, omba b'meis. And so v'rabbanan idi v'idi meis arasu. According to rabbanan, everything is also. What comes off now is also because it's a meis. You have to bury it. What came off before is also. So came and talking about with meis. And idi akivya, according to akavi, yitcha mi boyle. Should the lochshu been just the opposite. Nira magiz, if it looks like it's first coming off now, then also. Why the misa kasrulei? Because when the bechor dies, it's like osa bano. You have to bury it. You can't enjoy it. So it should have been just the opposite. Einu niru megizah. If you could tell it came off before, then it should have been muta. Why the mikara tolish? It came off before. So that can't be the pshat in the Mishnah. Ela pshita. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda shita. Uva mai. What are we talking about? Ilayma b'meis. If the bechor died, then no. Vein lakavi. Vein rabban. Idi vidi meser osa. Yels both hold it's osa bano. The Mishnah is talking about where you shechted the Bechor, it had a Bamum. According to Akav, you're both a Mutter. The hair that came off before and the hair that's coming off now, both a Mutter. So what do I care if it looks like it came off before or not? The Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan Shitahi. Ushramin, you see clearly, that where's the Machloik in the case of you made a Shechita? You made a shchita on the Bechor that the Chum says also to have anor from the hair that came off before. And therefore in the Sefer, if the hair is still attached, like clinging on to the Bechor, and it looks like it's first coming off now, then they hold this mutter. But if you could tell it was detached already from before, then the Chum says also to have enough from it, even though a shechita was done. As the clearly we passed by the Rabbonin, Ali but Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Shramin, the Beshachto Kligi Shramin, that's a good proof. Another more says, Boy Rabbi Yanni asks a question like this. What's going to be HaToylish Tseme Me'oila? Let's say, how many is you pull off the wool of a Korban Oila? Tamima, Korban Oila, Tamima, you pull off the wool. Now, what's the law? You're allowed to enjoy it. Can you have enjoyment from the wool or not? So, one shot Rashi has a gear, so he was talking about now when it became a Balmum later, and you were appointed the Balmum. So, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the wool or not. So, Mora says, Toilish, if a guy pulled it off and did an Aveira like, Miikaman the Shori, is anybody mutter to have enough from it? Like Rashi says, Vade Roshu, the guy's a Roshi, did an Aveira. Mashpa, for sure, there should be a Kenasi, you know, that you can't enjoy that wool. Elo the case, the Shalom must be, Semer Shenitlash Me'ula Tmima, that the wool that came off a Korban Me'ula Tmima by itself, Shenitlash by itself, it came off. Now, are we allowed to enjoy that wool or not? That's the Shaila. So what's the Shaila? Like this. The Chapis V'yoshim L'tiberlach. If the hair came off a Korban Chatas a Korban Oshim, for sure you would be allowed to enjoy that hair. Why? The Chivim L'kaparos, since the Korban of a Chatas Noshim comes, because the person, the Bailim, needs a forgiveness, if so, loy mashoyelu, a person will not leave it over. So it doesn't pass any zerim in the rabbanon. As I said before, that midi raisa truth is allowed not to shear off the wool off a carbon, but if somebody does shear off the wool, pshiti midi raisa, it's muta bano, that's not a shalilat avano from the wool. It's only midi rabbanon that made zerim also bano. Why? Because we're afraid people will leave it over and not bring it for the carbon. But here, since you need the chatz noshim for your kapora, nobody's going to leave it over. Therefore, there's no gzera pshita, the wool will be mutter. Now, the bechor or ma'isa nami, or that a korban bechor or ma'isa beima, the chiva on the lav kapora, there's no kapora to bring it. And so then we have the gzeras. Also, ma'shoilu, people would leave it over. So if we have a shaila, current rabbon, it could be a salsa, but no, therefore we have the shaila. So by bechor, I mean, by bechor and by ma'isa, for sure it's up. We learned before, rather by Bechor Tam, the air that comes off, rather is also. Ki Tiberlach, where's my shayla here, the oila? By Korban oila. My. Ki von the